The Buddha goes on, in fact, he mentions this word dharma, things, constituents that we analyse things into, and he decides to have a good old go at dharmas, because, the ancient Buddhists, particularly the Abhidharmikas, were obsessed with the analysis of experience into dharmas, so he really wants to have the compilers of the sutra want to have a good old go at dharmas. So the Buddha says, and why? If Subhuti, these bodhisattvas, should have a perception of either a dharma or a no dharma, they would thereby seize on a self, a being, a soul, or a person. And why? Because a bodhisattva should not seize on either a dharma or a no dharma. Therefore, this saying has been taught by the Tathagata with a hidden meaning. Those who know the discourse on dharma as like unto a raft should forsake dharmas, still more so no dharmas. So here you have a reference to a very ancient teaching of the Buddha, the parable of the raft, which you find in the Pali tradition. The Buddha in one place likens his teaching to a raft to get to the other shore. His teaching, in other words, is a means to nirvana, not an end in itself. Whatever is taught, you need to ask yourself, how does it help me reach the other shore? It's not an end in itself. It's not something virtuous in itself, as it were. You use it to gain enlightenment. Well, the Buddha is applying this parable to all our ways of perceiving, labelling experience. Whatever way we label experience, Buddhist or otherwise, it means that we fix ourselves, we fix other people, we fix our world. Including the notion of thinking that nothing exists and nothing matters. In fact, that's as bad, if not worse, than getting literal about things and thinking things really do exist. So to sum up, in this whole section, the Buddha tells us that we have the potential to see things as they are. There are no excuses. He's not interested in whether times are bad. We have the potential, the qualities, the equipment. We can experience the one mind of serene faith, the one mind that can let go of all distinctions between self and other, self and Buddha. We can open up to Dharmakaya, the all-pervading body of reality.